This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Friday, December 3rd. Well, wheat markets had a big day yesterday led by Kansas City on some interesting news, a few things happening actually. Saudi Arabia is back in the market buying on this dip, and it looks like U.S. hard red winter wheat is in the running for some of that business. So that certainly was stoking that market higher. Also, we're finally starting to hear some rumbling from the Brazilian wheat millers that they do not want Argentine wheat if it's not going to be certified that it's non-GMO. This would push them to the United States basically because Russia is not willing to put out any offers beyond the next month or so because that's when their export quota is going to kick in. So it largely leaves them on the sidelines for deferred delivery. And so that puts the United States front and center to take up Brazilian business, which would be a huge win for us. They buy upwards of 7 million tons of wheat. Usually they get most of it from Argentina. But if they're starting to resist, if Argentina can't provide those assurances, then they're going to be looking elsewhere. And that could really be a major change in the fundamentals for U.S. wheat and world wheat in general. It doesn't mean that Argentine wheat just disappears. They still have a big crop this year, but they're going to have to push it onto the market to anyone who would take it unless they figure out a way to certify that it's GMO free, which they should be able to do, and I would imagine they would do. But still, they do have GMO wheat, and that makes it more expensive for them to certify it, and they still have to find a home for the GMO wheat, which might just stay in country. But nevertheless, this also adds some element of bullishness to the wheat space, and in particular, hard red winter wheat. Stats Canada put out their estimates this morning, all wheat at 21.6 million tons. It's about 400,000 more than what the trade was looking for. Most of that coming from spring wheat actually was up 1.3 million tons over the estimate at 16.0 million tons. Durham taking a pretty big hit at 2.6 million tons was down 1 million from where the trade was looking. Canola 12.6 million tons was 200,000 tons below the estimate, and corn at 13.9 million tons was 200,000 tons below the estimate. The night session this morning, we have the wheat market moving around quite a bit, actually. Obviously, volume is low, but into the break, we're down about 7 in Kansas City. Minneapolis down 10, understandably, and then Chicago's down 3. Corn is up 5, and soybeans are up 15. So I think that, the Stats Canada report giving us a fair amount more spring wheat than we expected is adding some pressure to Minneapolis futures. But generally speaking, the wheat market appears to be, have found a base of support. This rally that we had yesterday takes us to some minor resistance. I would think we'd be able to punch through that, but so far we've not been able to do that, at least on the night session. We are still looking at more rain coming across Australia. It's, at this point, that there's quality damage done, and we're just wondering if there's quantity damage done. And I would think we'd be leaning toward that pretty quickly. And this follows the Australian government raising their production estimates about as much as anywhere from 2 to 4 million tons over what they had previously estimated. So, we're just offsetting those gains, but it's a slow moving train wreck going on in Australia. The eastern seaboard, which is where their higher quality wheat is grown, has just been pummeled with rain. And at this point, you got to think that they're starting to see some sprout damage, which is far beyond just a quality issue. And now you're just losing yield. And I think that's underpinning this market quite a bit. We are hearing that China has been buying Ukraine corn and Australian wheat, which is odd because China usually imports high quality wheat to blend off with their low quality. Would they be looking for Australian low quality is hard to say. And how can Australia fill an order if it is high quality? All of these are, big question marks. But nevertheless, the fact that China's in buying corn It's rumored that they bought as many as 5 cargoes from Ukraine. Ukraine had a good corn crop this year, so they'd be able to satisfy that market for a while, but they're just a fraction of the exports that the U.S. does. And Brazilian and Argentine corn won't be ready for at least a few more months. And of course, that depends on what happens with La Nina, which is bearing down pretty heavy on Australia with these rains and usually brings dryness to Argentina and southern Brazil. So we do expect that that's probably going to happen. Longer range forecasts are suggesting that it will turn into that kind of weather as we get deeper into December. So again, we just have to see how that pans out. But the market's taking a little bit of a breather here after getting a nice updraft yesterday. But of course, that follows a big downdraft from earlier in the week and starting last week. So it's been a pretty wild ride so far in this holiday season. Normally, we're pretty quiet, but that has not been the case so far this year. Again, we're stalling at some minor resistance. I would think the market would have a little bit more in it to the upside, especially if we're going to be able to participate in some key business. It not only tells us that Saudi Arabia is, you know, insistent on high quality, which generally they are, but it also suggests that the U.S. is competitive worldwide. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.